Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella is with Black Club Chicago. And Jen, I'm always a little leery of these lists of the best hot dogs in America. And this latest one claims to have the 13 best. What do we make of this? And what do they think of our Chicago hot dog joints?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, this list, it's called Tasting Table. It's a New York-based website. It seems like they're going for funkier hot dogs here, not the classics. So, yeah, the Chicago-style dog did not make the list, but a Chicago hot dog joint did make the list, and it was named one of the 13 best hot dogs in America. The hot dog box started out in Bronzeville, and then it moved up to Portage Park, and they have something called the Bronzeville Bourbon Dog, and it's a steak dog with barbecue sauce, kind of a coleslaw medley, and hickory-smoked bacon on a pretzel bun. It sounds pretty indulgent. But yeah, it's getting rave reviews. So the owner of the place didn't even know that they made the list until a customer came in and showed him on his phone that they did.
Well, I have to check that out. The Hot Dog Box, 4020 North Milwaukee Avenue. I'm suspicious of New York people judging our hot dogs here. And I think you have to go with my list, but I'll test them out.
I'm with you, Bob.
let's talk about a viral TikTok video and how it might be to blame for hundreds of Kias and Hyundais being stolen in Cook County.
This is so wild. We got an email from a reader about this who had gotten her car stolen. And there were these videos on TikTok called a group called the Kia Boys. They show viewers how to steal cars without a key. They target vehicles that don't have button starts. So press button starts are more common these days in newer cars, but they target cars that do need keys, but they apparently show a way to steal it without a key in Hyundais and Kias. And the amount of thefts of those kinds of cars has skyrocketed in Chicago and Cook County. There have been 642 Kias or Hyundais stolen since July 1st, which is an insane amount of cars that were stolen. And during the same period last year, it was only 74 of the same kind of cars. So this is happening all over the country. But yeah, Kia and Hyundai are trying to tell their customers like ways to keep their cars more secure, sending in steering wheel locks and just trying to alter the vehicles to make them less easy to steal.
Yeah, that is disturbing. And finally, tell us about the $300,000 luxury container homes coming to the South Side.
This is interesting. Vincennes Village is being pitched for 72nd and Vincennes in Greater Grand Crossing. A longtime business owner in the neighborhood who owns a lot of vacant land, he started seeing these container homes pop up all around the country. They essentially use discarded train shipping containers, which the country is riddled with these abandoned containers. And there's too many of them, and they're just kind of like a scrouge on the earth. So they want to rehab these, turn them into homes. It's really interesting. This story got me looking up container homes all over the country, and architects really have fun with this, stacking them up in different ways and creating patios and garages out of these container homes. So they're looking to create a subdivision on the South Side of container homes. A lot of people are skeptical based on the comments we're getting from our readers, but we'll see what comes of it. It has been successful in other parts of the country as a low-cost alternative to a single-family home.
Okay. Jen Sabella, I'll see you at the hot dog box for a tasting later. Have a good one.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.